Jazzy, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks so much for joining us.
That's all right.
So to start off with, could you just tell us some of the symptoms of RHDV2 and where did it actually come from?
Yeah, sure. So in 2015, the Australian government released a deadly rabbit virus without consideration of pet rabbit owners' love for their pet bunnies and without consultation with vets or the pet industry. Now, my issue with this is the deadly virus that the government has released, it is killing thousands and thousands of rabbits already. They're dropping dead like flies. Some farmers and breeders have lost up to 200 rabbits per day. And it's just not very good for the environment as well. And I really don't know how this disease officially got released. The government saying they didn't do it, but back in like the 1960s, the government actually did release a first strain of the RHDV2, but it was actually called RHDV1, and it started wiping out wild rabbits. But unfortunately, our domestic household rabbits, they aren't strong enough to be immune to the virus, and they're dropping dead like flies, and it's really upsetting to watch as there's no real symptoms. Your rabbit will be fine one day and you'll wake up and it'll be stiff and cold and dead the next.
It sounds absolutely awful. So what would a vaccine mean for domesticated rabbits?
A vaccine would mean that we wouldn't be losing our beloved pets. A vaccine would bring hope to the children. I don't know if children really like getting pet rabbits, but I know a lot of people in Australia. Rabbits are actually getting really popular to have as household pets as well as outdoor pets. I currently own two rabbits of my own and they are indoor and I watch them play around outside every single day. I've been emailing A Current Affair. I have emailed The Morning Show and I've also emailed Barnaby Joyce. He is the one who actually released the virus and is pushing to release another one next year, which is called K5. They're importing that from Korea. But in other states like the UK and overseas, their government has a vaccine for this disease. Now, the Australian government is not allowing it. It does not cost our government a cent to import it, as the vets pay for it. Us as the consumers, we buy the vaccine from the vets. No vets were consulted about this new virus, and actually a lot of people don't know about it, and it's really, really upsetting and heartbreaking, as rabbits are just like cats or dogs. If this was happening to anyone's cat or dog, if this virus was meant for cats and dogs, I can assure you that Australia would be kicking up a massive stink. As, you know, my rabbits, they are fully toilet trained. You can toilet train your rabbits. And I'm actually a volunteer worker at the Rabbit Sanctuary Australia. And, you know, like I groom rabbits, I clean the pens. We have over 200 rabbits now. And Kim, the owner of the Rabbit Sanctuary, she is very disgusted in the release of this disease as, you know, people are giving away their rabbits. They're freaking out because there's no cure. People are dumping their rabbits everywhere as well because there's no cure and they're scared that they're going to lose all their litters. Breeders are absolutely terrified as that's their source of income. And also farm, like rabbits that come from farms, they're also dying. And there's nothing we can do about it unless we push for a vaccine.
So for anyone who has a pet rabbit now, what is the best way to keep them safe?
Okay, so the best way to keep them safe or try and prevent it. So this disease is carried in flies and mosquitoes. Basically anything that can latch itself onto your rabbit can kill it. That's if it's been from another rabbit or landed on like a feces from a wild rabbit or a domestic rabbit. It's currently in Victoria. It just hit New South Wales 2 weeks ago. And basically you need titanium fly and like mozzie zappers to put outside. If you've got outside cages, get fly screen from Bunnings and completely wrap it around every single bit where there's it's exposed to flies and mosquitoes. Also, if one of your rabbits do die, you can send it off for a free autopsy. And actually, the amount of cases that are coming back positive for the new virus is really scary. There's actually not much you can do, but we can always try and prevent in hope that our rabbits won't pass away in front of us in under 5 hours. So
it's absolutely horrific. So for anybody listening, how can people actually help out getting a vaccine for domesticated rabbits?
Okay, so what people can do to actually help us out. So Myself, I've chosen to be the voice of all rabbits in Australia, whether they're domesticated or for breeding purposes or for farm use. I understand the virus for wild rabbits, but I do believe domestic household pets should be eligible in Australia for a vaccine. We need a vaccine. So myself and the Rabbit Sanctuary is asking everyone who cares about animals, about pet rabbit owners, about the Australian environment, to make a face-to-face appointment to see their local Minister of Parliament, to ask the government to stop the import of the Korean virus and to allow the importation of the vaccine that governments in other countries have provided for pet rabbit owners for the one they released last year. And we'd also like another vaccine to be released for the IHV too, as it's very unfair how other countries can get it and our Australian government's being so stubborn and they will not allow it. I'd just like a couple of minutes for everyone who's listening or will be listening. Imagine if, you know, your daughter was so connected to a pet, say, for instance, a rabbit, cat or dog. Imagine if that daughter was cuddling that night, wakes up and it's dead. Would you like to see its eyes bulging out of its head, the twitching? It's just not a nice way to see anything go, really, and it's a really strong virus and there's not much we can do. So I really do ask people to please go talk to their local Minister of Parliament, and we really, really need to push our government to release a vaccine. It's not going to cost the government a cent. And, you know, all rabbit owners, there's like rabbit owners Facebook page and everything, and we're all trying to help each other get through this really disastrous situation. It's actually really disgusting what's happening, and I don't know how much longer it's going to take till people start actually protesting. Like, things could get quite nasty, as you know, like, just one more time, like, cats and dogs, our rabbits has just a mite, like, just the amount of like respect and rights as a cat or a dog they should be. Like, people, I know they're pests, but you know, domesticated rabbits are nothing like pests. They don't chew through things. They're not constantly mating. Most people who have indoor pet rabbits, they actually have them de-sex vaccinated and microchipped. Also, if anyone's looking for a pet rabbit, please go to a sanctuary and please don't sell your rabbits to a pet shop. That's all I ask.
So including fighting for a vaccine, what are some of the other work that places such as the Rabbit Sanctuary do?
So the Rabbit Sanctuary was designed 9 years ago. I actually only heard about it when I got my second rabbit, and I really wish I got it from a sanctuary. So basically, rabbit sanctuaries are not government funded. We're basically a rabbit RSPCA, I guess you could say. We take in the wounded. People get their rabbits flown down from Melbourne, Canberra, Sydney. Queensland's a massive problem, as people still get pet rabbits, even though it's highly illegal over there, and they get dumped on our doorstep. We have things called bunny runners, which are people who actually full-blown all by themselves, pay for their own fuel and everything, just because they love animals so much. They'll go basically to Sydney or Gold Coast if we can't afford a flight for the rabbits, and they'll drive all the way down to Sydney, pick up as many rabbits that need homes, come back. We also do foster care, so we do have rabbits that permanently live at the Rabbit Sanctuary, and they're foster cared for, so, you know, like, people will donate for them. If there's a vet bill, like, they'll pay for it. All rabbits that come into us, we immediately take them to the Grafton vet. And as they work with us quite well and they don't overcharge us too much, and, you know, we'll get, like, treatment for them, whatever they need, eye drops. We put them in quarantine for the first 9 days we get a rabbit because of the new virus. Like, it is a bit scary, and we're still taking in more and more rabbits every day and trying to find better homes for them. As you know, rabbits are like cats and dogs. They get hit, they get abused, they get neglected, they get dumped on the street. It's actually really heartbreaking, and I thoroughly enjoy putting in my time. Like, I also work at Opal Cove, but I do, like, in my spare time, volunteer work at the Rabbit Sanctuary. And I've got a couple of friends that now come up with me, and basically we just clean their pens, give them fresh water. The kitty litters are changed literally every second day. They're groomed. You walk around, give them treats. On Saturday, we have open day, which there's no voluntary work. Like, people from the public can come in and give the bunnies affection and attention and handle them and feed them. It's a really awesome place.
Well, Jazzy, thank you so much for joining us on The Daily this morning.
That is okay. Anytime, and I hope you have a beautiful day.